Welcome to the Power from Heaven radio broadcast, brought to you by the Trident of Fire Church, where we are located in the beautiful suburbs of Chesterfield County in Richmond, Virginia. Our location is 901 Moorfield Park Drive, amen, off of Midlothian Turnpike in Richmond, Virginia. And the zip code is 23236. We are a church on the move for Jesus, where the Holy Ghost at work, the miracle working power of God is present, bodies can be healed, new converts get to know Jesus as their Savior. Praise God. We serve the community, trying to help give food, visit the sick. So much is happening at the Trident of Fire Church. Now, go stay tuned for a live service here on the broadcast that you might receive a blessing from the Word of God. Today's message is coming from 2 Corinthians verse 20 of chapter 1, talking about the promises of God. All the promises of God is amen, is yay, praise God. Let's get ready to go to church to hear this powerful message, that you may believe God, that God may work a miracle in your life. And at the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into this radio station. Let them know the Power from Heaven radio broadcast is on the air. Now stay tuned for an exciting message. Praise God.
Clean up my house and put that devil out. I feel God stretching out. I said, stretch it out. I'm going to God in your soul. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's get started in the Word of God. Our subject is today the promises of God. Amen. And those that are listening to the broadcast, y'all be able to get this message. Praise God, that God has promises for you. And to those that's listening or looking at this service on social media, and those in service today, y'all can get the message to help you all in your spiritual walk with Christ. Praise God.
It's all right.
Amen. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 1 and 20. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sister Shannon will be our reader today. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's see what Paul says, 2 Corinthians 1 and 20.
For all the promises of God in him are ye, and in him amen unto the glory of God by us.
For all the promises of God are yea. Amen. Don't that sound good?
Yeah.
Amen. God wants you to agree, say yes. That means I believe his promises.
Yes.
I'm telling you, amen. It's good to say it on your mouth. I believe God's word.
I believe God's word.
Amen. When you believe God's word, God can do a wonder in your life.
Yes, Lord.
I'm telling you, that's how the Lord can convert you and forgive you for your sin, because you believe the word of God.
Yes.
When you believe God's word, the Lord will show up, amen, deliver you from what the devil got you tied to.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, the Lord will set you free.
Yeah.
And give you a mind to serve the Lord. Give you a mind to come to church.
Amen.
I'm telling you, amen, the Lord will make your burning light.
Yes.
Amen. Show up, amen, because Jesus said he let the sun set free.
Yeah.
It's free indeed.
Yeah.
He'll give you a key to your freedom. Tell you, praise the Lord.
Thank you.
The Lord will give you that power to walk over top of the devil.
Yes.
And praise God and say, I got victory over sin.
Amen.
I got the devil under my feet.
Amen.
And I got joy like a river in my soul.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Glory to God. All the promises of God is yay. Amen. Let you know, Jesus never says no.
Amen, amen, amen.
Praise God. Some people,
never
amen, think that the Lord said no. I'll let you know, Jesus never says no.
Amen, amen, amen.
All the promises are yes.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes to the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, the Lord will deliver you.
Amen.
Yes, the Lord will save you.
Amen.
Yes, the Lord will heal your body. The Lord will put joy in your soul. Yes, the Lord will fix your problem. He'll bless your finances. Bless your pocketbook. The Lord will provide for you. Yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He's a God that will supply your needs. Praise God. Amen. So Shannon, go back and read that verse again. Let's see what it says.
For all the promises of God in him are yea.
All the promises of God are yea.
And in him, amen.
And in him is amen. That means to say, I believe it, I accept it. I say amen to the word.
Amen.
Amen. When you say amen to the word, that means you eat the word. That means you believe that word. And that word gets down in your soul. And it's going to work on the inside to change your life and turn your life around and give you a mind to travel up the King's Highway and leave this sinful world behind. Can y'all say amen? Amen. I got my eyes focused on the word, on Jesus Christ. Amen. I've got my eyes focused on heaven because I want to make heaven my home.
one in the courtroom.
Yes, Lord.
He's a doctor in the sick room.
Yes, Lord.
He's the best surgeon.
Yes,
that will go up in there, cure your disease.
Yes, Lord.
And keep your body well.
Yes.
The Lord can open up a door and cause your bills to get paid.
Yes.
Oh, yes, the Lord will do that.
Yes, Lord.
Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Yes, Lord.
He'll satisfy your mind.
Yes,
he'll bring you help. Tell you, the Lord knows how to work things out.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God, because, amen, I'm telling you, all the promises of to God is yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Praise God. I'll tell you, praise the Lord, amen. Some people don't say, amen, Jesus says no. But I'll tell you, Jesus never says no.
Never say no.
He never says no.
Never say no.
Amen. It's the reason why people say that, because they ain't living right.
Hallelujah.
If you ain't living right, then that what holds up the blessing from you.
Yes.
Amen. You need to get your heart right.
Hallelujah.
And get rid of sin.
Yeah.
And when you get rid of sin, that cleans the way.
Yeah.
So the Lord can send down blessings down your avenue.
Yeah.
Can y'all say amen?
Amen.
For the Bible said, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord won't hear me.
Yeah.
You got to get this iniquity out the way.
Yeah.
Get the sin out the way.
Yeah.
You got something in your heart against somebody. Get it right.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Amen. Have your heart pure before God.
Yes.
Can y'all say amen?
Amen.
Praise God.
Right.
Amen. When you've got your heart pure and got your heart clean,
yes,
then the Lord can rain down blessings in your soul.
Yes.
You can feel the power.
Yes.
Can't y'all feel the Spirit?
Yes.
Oh, God. In your soul.
Yes.
Just moving on inside.
Yes.
Amen. Like Jeremiah said, it's like fire.
Yes.
I said fire.
Yes.
I said shut up in your bones.
Yes.
It makes you so happy.
Yes.
You got joy. You can have church all by yourself.
Yes.
You don't need no tambourine.
Yes.
You don't need no guitar.
Yes.
You don't need no keyboard.
Yes.
Just think about the goodness of Jesus.
Yes.
And what he done for you.
Yes.
Your son and your soul can make it happy. It caused you to have a quick step. It caused you, amen, to throw your hands up. It caused you, amen, to shout hallelujah. Because it's on the inside. You can feel the power. Just stretch out on the inside your soul. Thank y'all, say amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
What's
over to go? Anamahanda. Anamahaya. Well, glory to God. I'm telling you, amen. Amen. I'm joined, amen, to being blessed by God.
Yeah.
Amen. You're blessed by God.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you're blessed by God.
Yeah.
The Lord, amen, looks out for his children.
Yeah.
Yes, he does. He looks out for you.
Yeah.
He won't let you go hungry.
Yeah.
He won't let you go naked. But he is Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that will provide. Praise our God. Amen. Let's go to Philippians 4:19. What did the Bible say in Philippians 4:19? What did it say? Because I'm telling you, the Lord will let you know he's the one that can take care of you.
Yes,
oh, yes, we'll take care of you.
Yes.
You ain't got to be worried about where you going to get your next meal coming from.
Yes,
concern about how you going to pay your bills. Concern about how you going to fare in the year of 2025.
Amen.
How you going to fare in December.
Amen.
Because the Bible said the just shall live by faith.
Yes, Lord.
We live by faith. Because we serving a God that can look at the future.
Yes,
amen. He can see what's coming.
Yes.
And therefore, amen, tomorrow can take care of itself.
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to follow Jesus.
Yes,
and enjoy the good blessings of God.
Yes, Lord.
For the Bible said, give us this day.
Yes.
I said, give he's doing in your life. Just give him thanks and give him praise. Because he's worthy to be praised. Thank y'all, say amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I said the world is upset.
Hallelujah.
Be a word. So concerned, who's going to be the president? I'm telling you, amen. The upset don't want, amen, certain one to be president.
That's right.
Don't want Trump to be president. I'm telling you, it's this and that. But I'm telling you, but God said all the promises to his people are yea. The Lord's going to take care of you no matter who's the president. I'm telling you, God take care of his folk.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Amen. If Trump the president, God take care of his people.
Yes,
the Lord take care of us.
Yes.
Amen. I'm telling you, the Lord provide for us.
Yes,
for we believe in loving the Lord.
Yes.
We believe in serving the Lord.
Yes.
Living for Jesus. Commandment. He said, all these blessings shall come upon you and shall overtake you.
Yeah.
kill. He wants to steal. He wants to destroy. But Jesus, I said Jesus, I said Jesus, going to give you life and give it to you more abundantly. He'll come in you and give you freedom and give you power to be brand new on the inside. He'll transform man and a transform woman by the power of God. Can y'all say amen?
Praise the Lord. The Lord will transform and change your life. Yes, He will. He will transform and change your life. And you won't be the same anymore. Praise God. All the promises of God are yea. Yes. Yes to the Lord. Yes to His will. Yes, the Lord will heal you. Yes, the Lord will deliver you. Yes, the Lord will set you free from what the enemy got you tied to. Yes, the Lord will give you peace. Yes, the Lord will give you love. The Lord will give you that joy that you've been looking for. Yes, the Lord will. That's God's will. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Amen.
If I could hear
Let's lay your hands on the radio as a point of contact as we touch and agree, looking to the Lord that the Lord might give you a miracle in your life because there's power in the name of Jesus. Praise God. So let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word. All your promises are yes. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Lord, I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Lord, I want you to stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver the people that are sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, the heart conditions. Lord, the coronavirus, the flu bug. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. I want you to heal the people, deliver the people, regulate their heartbeat. Lord, amen, deliver them from the heart trouble. Lord, deliver them from sugar diabetes, arthritis. Lord, let miracles take place. Let the power of God go through these radio waves and bless the people out there and touch the people by your divine power. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Reach the prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Change their lives. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and give God the praise. And say, by his stripes, I am healed. Just give the Lord the praise. Praise God. And receive your miracle from God. Amen. Take and write me about your amen testimony. We'd be glad to receive it here on the broadcast. Praise God. You can write us at the Power from Heaven radio broadcast at P.O. Box 38182 in Richmond, Virginia, and the zip is 23231. That's our mailing address. That's the Power from Heaven radio broadcast, P.O. Box 38182 in Richmond, Virginia, 23231. If you'd like to be a financial help to this broadcast, you can send your tax-deductible gifts to the same address. And also, praise God, we love to receive it. And all your gifts to our ministry are tax-deductible. You write your checks to the Heaven Bound Train Ministries. Praise God. And the Lord will bless you real good. You have been listening to the Power from Heaven radio broadcast coming from the Trial and the Fire Church. We are located 901 Moorfield Park Drive in Richmond, Virginia, in the beautiful suburbs of Chesterfield County. And the pastor is yours truly, Elder William D. Holmes. Our service times are Bible school at 10 a.m. and our worship service starts at 12 noon. You can call us for prayer and counseling at 804-507-0517. Feel free to talk to us about your concerns, and we'll be glad to minister unto you. Praise God. And I respect all of your privacy. Our website, www.heavenboundtrain.org. Praise God. You can click on our ministry to be blessed with that ministry. To the next broadcast, this is Elder William Holmes saying that Jesus loves you. Praise God. He loves you. Amen. Until amen. And we'll be back next week for more of the Power of Heaven radio broadcast. God bless you. Praise God. Praise God. Power from Heaven radio broadcast production of the Heaven Bound Train Ministries out of Richmond, Virginia.